Thank you. If you're new with us, this is the founding pastor of our church. This is his young, beautiful wife in the back over there. But Pastor Alan Karen came here in 1990 and launched this church under the word of the Lord. And I took over 8.5 years ago. Long time, goes by fast, but I called this guy last night and I was like, I'm hurting, bro. Can you step up and preach for me this Sunday? So we're going to hear the word from Papa this morning. Amen.
God bless you. You got children? Amen. We'll get everybody here today then. Well, praise God. God is good. I want to express my gratitude for the Lord for the opportunity to share his word. But let's just bow our hearts. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. Lord, not to have our ears tickled, but to be eternally changed by the active word of God. Pray for the anointing of Holy Spirit upon this time. And we bless you and we thank you in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. I want to encourage you today. Amen. 2 o'clock? Okay. I want to encourage you today because I have sensing something in the spirit, and I just want to share it with you. And for all those who are looking on YouTube, in order to experience what's happening in this place, you need to be here. Because there is a move of God's Spirit coming. And Pastor Mark, I shared a little bit with you, and I'm not going to take long with this, but prophetically, I'm going to declare something to you and over this church. My wife and I have been in this move of God and Christianity and being believers for a long, long time. And the Lord cut our teeth, if you would, our spiritual teeth in worship, in a fellowship that was ingrained in in-depth worship. And throughout the years, we have experienced that in worship coming. It's like in the garden. I mean, the mist came up from the garden. The rain didn't come down. Everything came up through. And the Lord showed me last week, I was going to share it, but I just didn't have the opportunity, but is that there's something rising up, like the mist in the garden. There's something rising up in depth in this church in worship. And you need to nurture it. And just embrace it and honor it and allow Holy Spirit to move, because when the depth of worship that I'm sensing, Pastor Mark, coming up into this house right now, you are sitting at the crucible of a move of God. God does not allow you to experience the depth of what's coming up, amen, if he isn't intending to do something with it. So I just want to encourage everybody. My message today is God's time and purpose are eternal. There are certain dynamics, you know, that exist in life. Oh, how many of you know that, huh? That are eternal. They're granted by God to everybody, every individual, but particularly kingdom citizens. What I'm going to share with you today is very important for everybody, but it's more important for kingdom citizens, that is, believers in Jesus Christ. There are two areas that I want to talk about, mainly one of them, and I hope I get to the other one, and that is God eternally breathes and gives us time and purpose. Every person who has been birthed into this world has been given an allotted time. And when you get my age, you're going to find out how fast time goes. And before you know it, it's gone. And the one thing God never wants us to sit there and question in our being is, could I have redeemed the time better? Could I have done something instead of just letting it slip by, hoping I make it? Every individual has been granted the same time. You cannot add to it. You cannot decrease it or subtract from it. You can only invest in it and use it and utilize it or waste it. And in our technology today, I'm realizing when we grew up and we didn't have all this stuff, now I'm really telling you my age, but that's okay. Because those were quality years we had in the Lord. But with technology, without you knowing it, something has speeded up on us, and that's time. And before you realize it, it's time to leave, and nothing is accomplished. How many of you have ever realized that time is going pretty fast? Pastor Mark realized it yesterday. But I want to say this to you because this is something that we really don't think about, is that God will hold us accountable for our time. When we go before him, he is going to say, I gave you this much time. What did you do with it in my kingdom? Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, to everything there is a season. And in the New American Standard, it says, has an appointed time. To everything there is a season or an appointed time, a time for every purpose under heaven. And so we have been not only allotted time, but we've been sent here with an eternal purpose to complete in our allotted time. Every individual has been sent here to the earth with a purpose, a design, instituted and granted by God. And our purpose is different. One might be just to share love with someone who never loved before, but our purpose, we've always have a purpose. And the problem with the body of Christ and psychology and all this today is that the majority of the body of Christ is walking around with my purpose. What's my purpose? Why am I here? My God. That says that we have got to come to an understanding that we are wasting our time if I don't even know my purpose. There will be an accountability to whether we fulfill our purpose or not. Now, Pastor Mark says a lot, and I say it, is that you're not going to hear this in the church today because God has compassion, but he doesn't want you wasting what he gave you either. Can I hear an amen on that? Ephesians chapter 1, 9, 11 says, he made known to us the mystery of his will according to the kind intention which he purposed in him. How many of you know that you're here for a purpose? With a view of the administration suitable to the fullness of the times, that is the summing up of all things in Christ, things in heaven, things on the earth in him. Also, verse 11, we have obtained an inheritance, having been what? Predestined according to what? His purpose, who works all things after the counsel of his will. Why have I tied purpose and time together? Because Scripture ties them together. They go together. And we are here, and we are predestined, we were called. In other words, we were sent here for a predesigned reason to fulfill the allotted time he gave us. Now, my grandfather was 95 when he died, so he kind of knew what he was talking about. He says, I won't tell you what my nickname is, but he'll say, he said, Al. he says, there's two things. This is my grandfather. He was very old when he said this, that you have no control over, boy. Two things. And I said, what's that, Grandpa? He just looked at me. He just looked at me. And finally he looked at this look in his face. He says, you cannot control when you come to this earth, and you cannot control when you leave. But what is in your is what you do between the two. Pretty good wisdom for a 95-year-old man. And I'm here to say to us today, because we are all here for a reason, for a purpose, and we've all been allotted a certain amount of time. At this point, I want to address this, I want to address the subject of time, and hopefully I can get to purpose. If not, I happen to know that I'm going to be preaching nearly in the future, so I'll finish it up then. if that's all right with you, Pastor Mark. And so I want to say, but I want to quote something from you because I thought it was pretty good. C.S. Lewis, I don't know if you know C.S. Lewis, okay? If you have never read C.S. Lewis, please go buy Mere Christianity and just read it. It'll give you a good perspective of what God wanted us to be. But anyways, in his book, Mere Christianity, C.S. Lewis writes this: if you picture time as a straight line along which we have to travel, then you must picture God, say God, as a whole page on which the line is drawn. We come to parts of the line one by one. We have to leave A behind, say behind. That's another word for the past. We have to leave A behind before we get to B. We cannot reach C until we leave B behind. God from above or outside or all around contains the whole line. He sees it all. So time is something that God views as a precious commodity. And I'm going to try to stay because I could really go off into this culture and what we're all about and the demands it makes, but that's not my purpose today. My purpose is I want you to start to realize the importance of what God gave you, your time and your purpose in life, because if you realize those two, life will change for you. How many realize time is important? Ecclesiastes 3, 2 through 8. There's a time, and oftentimes we read the scripture, oh, I know all that. I'm going to read it. Because I want you to know the importance of not only overall time, but segments of time. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. How many of us understand there are times you have to stop embracing? Amen? A time to gain and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. How many of us know as we go through our life, we will touch every one of those in some fashion or another? God has placed every individual within the confines of time. Now, I want you to hear me now because I'm going to try to unfold this, and I've spent a lot of time in this. This is no rehash message. This came from last night. Pastor Mark called me. I said, okay, and they started looking for all my old messages. Okay, what can I rejuvenate? And God says, don't do any of it. I want you to preach this. So this is what you're getting. God has placed every individual in a confined time. Come on, which produces boundaries, limits, and restrictions in order to shape, develop, and mold one to fulfill the design and predestined purposes in their life. So what is time all about? Time is to manage you. Time is to give you patience. Time is one that allows you to mourn. But there comes a time when mourning ends and joy comes. So time, God took you, when you came on this earth, we're all free beings. God put you in a confound segment of time that he is going to work his eternal purpose in you from the beginning to the end. Now, what we do with that time, we will be held accountable to. Because do you know the numbers of millions and millions and millions of people who are being buried, never knowing their time nor their purpose in God? And may God have mercy on us as we stand before the throne room to be held accountable to why we came here. And we say, well, I just didn't realize it was going so fast, God. I'm sorry. And the eternal purpose or dream or vision that God sent you here gets buried with dust and ashes, dirt to dirt, ashes to ashes, and be put in the ground, never to live again. This is not God's will for our life. Can I hear an amen on that? But one understanding the power and space of time, you start understanding it and its significance, you will learn the value of the overall allotted time. I'm going to explain that to you. Amen? So you'll understand the present time. If you understand the overall time and purpose, then understanding what's happening to you on a daily basis will become automatic because Holy Spirit will reveal to you what's happening. How many of you know the greatest time manager in the world sits within you? Amen? Matthew 6:34. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself, but every day is enough trouble of its own. Every day has enough trouble of its own. Let me say this now. We dismiss that because we say, well, trouble during the day. I'm not having any trouble. If you're not doing God's will, you're in trouble. Are you hearing me? Is this all right? All right. It's going to have to be because I'm going to give it to you anyways. Because we need to understand that God doesn't want you worrying about the overall time you're on earth, but pay attention to what you're doing today. For today you are held accountable to the time I gave you. And so we're so concerned about all the stuff around us, we have no concern by the instruction of Holy Spirit. What am I supposed to do today? Like love my neighbor, go to church, be a good employee, do this and do that. Oh, that's not. No, that's all according to purpose. Because if you understand God is sovereign, then you'll understand there is nothing in your life not tucked into the frame of time and the design purpose of your life. That's powerful because it releases us of an empty, no good feeling that we're not accomplishing anything. How many of you know, in fact, probably many of you could raise your hand, as believers of Jesus Christ, you've just never really, I'm a Christian, and you never go forward realizing that you are to accomplish something for God. Can I hear an amen on that? Is that all right? How many of you understand? I learned this a long time ago, pastoring. And I've done this a long time. We've been Christians for over 45, 46 years in the ministry, much of that. We've traveled the world. We've seen it. And the importance of what we need to understand is that God has allotted something in our lives. And he doesn't want us wasting it. Amen? So let me talk about three different time areas that I need to touch with. The first time is Chronos. Say Chronos. Now it's important, I'm going to divide some times, because if you don't understand what the overall time is, then you will never fulfill the particular time in your life. Otherwise, and a lot of, how many of you know that you look at the broad perspective of your life, you don't see much happening? Sometimes is that true? Okay? That's because you're not aware of what's supposed to be happening on a daily basis, which affects the overall thing where you're going. Am I confused you? You're all right. Chronos time is the general process of time. It's the length. It's a quantity of time. That's all. Amen? The best way I can describe Chronos time is that God sent me on this earth, and he gave me allotted years. Now, whatever it is, we don't know what they are, but I've been given allotted years. When my time is up, you know, beam me up, Scotty. All right, it's one of these things that when my time is up, we leave. And other times they go, we don't know when we're going to leave, and that's my whole point. You don't know when you're going to leave. So fulfill the purpose while you're here. Is that all right? So what it is that we are allotted X amount of years on this earth to fulfill a purpose that God gave us to come here to be. You didn't just land here. You're not an amoeba. You're not something that just floats in the air. You didn't come from some animal. You were created by God, sent on earth for a reason. Is that all right? Acts 1:7, New King James Version says, he said to them, it is not for you to know the times and the seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. My wife and I have had an interesting year this year. Say the least. Whew. And we kid each other. We said, if we knew what God wanted us going to do this year, could we just skip 219 and go to 220 and we'll start again? Are you with me? But because God's infinite wisdom and our time and our season was tucked under his authority, he couldn't tell us what we did because we would have messed up what he had planned for us if we knew what was coming our way. Does that make any sense to you? And so we are not to know the overall times and seasons of what God's doing. Amen? That are tucked underneath his authority. But we are, and I'm going to show this to you in a minute, okay? Acts 13:18 says this, New American Standard, for a period of about 40 years, he put up with them in the wilderness. Now, y'all been, I'm going to tell you right now, I was planning to say this anyways, Pastor Mark. If you have not heard the last four messages from this pastor, you need to go online and listen to them. Because they are changing, earth-changing, soul-changing messages. You got to do it. Take time. Invest in your kingdom. Invest in it. Okay, shut off the bloody television. The politics isn't worth it anyways. Half the programs aren't worth it. Go to the website and pick up some of these messages and start taking notes. I just want to encourage you to do that. Amen? Because God says this in Acts 13, for the period of about 40 years. That's a span of time. Right? It's a quantity of time. Some spans are shorter and some spans. So that's a prime example of what I'm talking about with Chronos time. Chronos time was a period of 40 years that the people of God had to walk through. Are you with me? So Chronos time expresses a duration of a period of time, one of quantity. Amen? And it's very sequential to what you're doing. It helps. What happens? When you understand Chronos time, it helps you organize your activities. Amen? It helps you move forward. See, Chronos time is you had a length of time. How many of you had a project and you ran out of time? Anybody? Chronos time produces stress. Come on. It, especially if you measure your accomplishments by what you get done in a period of time. It will mess you up if you only understand Chronos time. If you only understand the overall picture, if you only understand the quantity of time. I have plenty of time. When you get my age, you're going to find out. And I'm using it a lot today because I have a right to do that. I walked this earth long enough to do that. Okay? If you realize that you don't have a track on what Chronos time is, or overall time, the quantity of time, before you know it, you will look back and say, my life is nothing what I thought it was going to be. Why? Because you looked at the overall time instead of paying attention to the particular time, which is the next one I'm going to talk about. So, expressing this time, the long period of time, amen, it helps organize activities. But it also will be very stressful to you. So if you have amount of time, for example, Caleb, I got something to share about this because Caleb understood, because he knew God, he had a Chronos time of about 40 years to handle these misfits. I'm convinced Joseph understood Chronos time. I understand that Joseph knew destiny. Joseph, I could take David in all his messing up. He had an understanding of his period of time that he had to accomplish. Every one of us thinks that. So chronos time is quantitative. It's many years. Okay, like for example, River Valley is going on 20 and a half night. That's over 29 years. That's chronos time, okay? But how many of you know that in that 29 years, there's many times that God has moved? Amen? When God moves like that, it's called, amen, charis. So you have chronos and you have charis. It's very interesting because if you don't understand the difference, you'll miss the whole move of God. Charis time is strategic. It's seasonable. It's quality. It's a quality thing that happens. For example, we knew for quite a while that we were going to be in the ministry. Chronos time. But on May 4th, 1990, suddenly, charis time, suddenly something happened. And people showed up and started a church. So what I'm talking about is charis time is today. It's happening. This is what the Lord is doing today. Okay? It's God's timing. God said, we could go through the whole thing. And I want you to hear that because charis time is what you do with chronos time. Every day we work with God in activity of our spending, our investing, our time in what God is doing. Amen? I say this to you because I want us to understand that what we do every day for God is very, very important. Amen? And what we do when we leave here, we had a period of time here. What we do now is we step back into another time area. We've been in church for X amount of time. Now I'm leaving church. I'm stepping into a broader time. What am I going to do with all what God has given us? Ephesians 6:9 says, let us not lose heart in doing good. For in due time, say due time, you will reap if you do not grow weary. Okay, if you do not grow weary. And so what are we saying is that all my activities, which is charis, will come to pass in chronos as we look at the whole thing, as we look at the whole picture. Be not dismayed that you will be blessed. Amen? All your activities today is going to be shown in a greater measure in chronos time. 1 Timothy 2:5 says, for there is one God, one mediator, also between God and man and Christ. Between God and man and the man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all and a testimony given at a period of time. Jesus' life came as an overall salvation. Amen? But there's a period of time when his testimony becomes alive. What does that mean? Salvation has been available to everybody, but when you got saved, it became charis time to you. Are you with me? A lot of people getting saved. A lot of people talking about a Holy Ghost church in this area. On 1990, it became charis. It became a reality. God said, God did. God's timing. We can all the cliches that we use. Amen? So I want us to be aware. Romans 5:6 says, for while we were still helpless, how many of you ever felt helpless? Come on, this is important to get this. You got to get this, okay? At the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. And so if there's a period of hopelessness in your life, there's a period of despair, there's a period of downness or whatever you're going through, amen? Understand that while people are hopeless and there was no hope, the right time Jesus died for the ungodly. And God has a right time for every situation in your life. Amen? So you're walking through life and circumstances are happening, and all of a sudden time starts to work in your favor. Kairos time is characteristic of evaluating certain events. It's called God's time. Amen? How many of you have heard the phrase, God's never late? God's never kairos. He's never late. He's always on time. Why is that? Because he knew your need before you even knew your need. Because he sees all things. Look at the blank paper, the line that C.S. Lewis is talking about. All right, God sees the line, and he also sees that you got to leave line A and get to line B. He went there before you got there. You got to understand your God. The time of salvation is another kairos time, a time of restoration, a time of weeping, a time. There's segments of time that through your walk in life that God is requiring you to do something. That's kairos time. And you cannot confuse that with the overall time span that God gave you. It's really important that you understand that, and I hope I'm making my point. Luke 12:56 says this, "You hypocrites, you know how to analyze the appearance of the earth and the sky, but why do you not analyze this present time?" Amen. We analyze all the stuff going around us, but what do we do to analyze what God wants today? What is God doing today? What is God doing in your life today? Amen. What is God doing in your life today? Well, I'm just called a Christian. No, that's Chronos. We're all called Christians. What are you, a believer, doing today? That's something different. And so we walk in this overall picture. I'm a Christian, but I don't have to have any kairos times in my life because I'm a Christian. And that means you miss what God is doing and what God created you to be. Amen? People are so concerned with what's happening around us in this world today. We're so concerned. How many of you heard, "Where's God?" Come on, I'm going to talk to you for a minute. Where's God? Why is God allowing this? What's happening? The questions is because our focus is all around, and none of it is in what the design period of God gave you. For example, if everything goes wacky in America, does that affect what God called you on this earth to do from day one to the day you go home? He granted you X amount of time. He will hold you accountable for that time. And he doesn't want to hear, "Well, I lost my focus because my country's messed up." "I lost my focus because my wife doesn't love me anymore. I lost my focus because my kids aren't paying attention." Come on. And what we're doing is that we are not focusing. We're focusing on all the stuff, and our relationship with God should be this and this alone. "God, I have X amount of years on this earth. The Chronos time. Help me to effectively create kairos time moments to fulfill your purpose, which is every day." Now, I'll give you an example. Can I give you an example? I'm a pastor. Well, I used to pastor. I still am a pastor. Now, I'm gonna hit something with you. Please don't get offended. And if you do, repent. There's a lot of people in America today does not feel that it is God's will, because I'm a Christian, I'm a believer, I don't need church. I have this overall call, I'm a Christian. I have an overall Christian, I don't, okay. What most people don't understand is a very important kairos time in your life is to be sitting in this chair on Sunday mornings. We grew up in a time where going to church was not a question. Trust me, it was not a question. And we saw things happening in the kingdom of God because we didn't question. But all of a sudden now, my charis time of spending time in a local fellowship under the authority of a local pastor is not important anymore because I have the overall picture covering me. And what you don't realize is the overall picture will destroy you without this. Are you all right? Am I kind of getting my point to you all right? This is very important. Because now I want to talk to you about another time. And if you're not aware of the other two time periods, then you will never capture what I'm going to give you now. There's another time which I'm going to call heavenly time. What is heavenly time? How many of you ever met anybody that just knows what God's going to do? They just know it. They can see what God's doing. They can do it. God wants everybody to understand and receive what the definition of heavenly time is. Because how many of you How many of you know? How many of you know Jesus Christ in your personal list? If you don't have to raise your hand. But the whole point is, once you understand that you are a believer of Jesus Christ, you are now have available to you insight and sight, say sight, into heavenly time, which is no time. Now I'm going to prove something to you. Hang on. Heavenly time is eternal. Listen to me now. It's above Chronos and Kairos time. Heavenly time, there is no constraints put with the other two time periods. Are you with me? How many of you received a promise from God 20 years ago and still waiting for 20 years? Come on now, someone. I got to call God X amount of time, and he must not love me anymore because 20 years have gone by. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I first got called into ministry, and it was about 15, 20 years before we started this church. We lived in Kairos time. I'm sorry. We lived in Chronos time. But when it was time to start the church, we stepped into the moment, Kairos time. Are you with me? But we saw in heavenly time before the day we stepped foot in this building. Hang on. This is important because some of you are walking a life and you're blind. And you have the blind leading the blind, and you're ending up in a ditch 24/7. Because you have nowhere 24/7 was granted to you by God to use according to his glory and to his purposes. But blind leads the blind. Now, I want to say this to you because, you see, when we started this church, we saw what we walked into. What does that mean? God removed us or raised us above Chronos and Kairos time and gave us an image of what he's going to do. All right? Now, why is that important? Because it's what God showed us he's going to do, what sustained us through all the years of Chronos and Kairos time. See, I knew what God was going to do, so it sustained us. It kept us. And the same will be to you. You say, well, I'm just a little old chair warmer in church. God's not going to open up heavens to me. That is about the biggest dog, just biggest lie that we have swallowed in the church today. Are you hearing me? Because do you realize that there is no importance to God in opening the heavens up to the status of a person? Are you with me? In other words, he's not going to open heavens up in a greater measure for Pastor Mark. That's available for you. Then he's going to open the heavens for you, my dear sister. Oh, that's the pastor of the church. I mean, he's not going to reveal. No, that's the lie. That's the lie. Every one of us has an availability to step out of Chronos and Kairos time and ask God to reveal our destiny with the unlimited, no boundary revelation of Holy Spirit. Every one of us. Every one of us. And you will stop the ups and downs once you get a hold of this. Manage, understand that you're called to Kairos, the Chronos time. You're called to an overall. You're called to be a Christian. You're called to this. Understand that you have to work out your call in Kairos time on various moments. You have to work it out. You have to work it out. Walking in God's destiny is work. I'm sorry. Walking in God's destiny in Chronos time is not yet. You preach that. I want this and no, not yet. That's not your Kairos time. Well, I want it now. Not yet. Well, I'm going to make it my time. Well, good luck, Ishmael. Are you with me? Now, why do I say this? Because this, there are several moments, and I want to get carried away with it, but there are several moments. And one of my favorite subject matters is Abraham, because he was so messed up, I don't understand why God used him. I mean, this guy was a wreck. I mean, who gives your wife away? To save your skin, twice. God have mercy. Genesis 26, 4 through 5. I want to read this, but I want to draw a point. I will make you descendants multiply as the stars of heaven. Now, he saw the stars of heaven, all right? I will give to your descendants all these lands, and in the seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. Because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. Now, I'm convinced, and I say a perhaps, because we don't know, but I'll find out when I get home, is that possibly Abraham sustained all the years of understanding that God is going to give him the nations, he's going to give him everything, because God raised Abraham up at a point. Just a little bit above Kairos time. He brought him just a little bit above Chronos time. And he says, Abraham, these are all the nations. And this, I'm showing you all the nations. I'm showing you all the stars. I'm showing you all your descendants. See it. And I believe he sees it. And I believe that's what sustained him. We talk about Caleb. I've been wrestling with Caleb because he's an interesting man. He never asked for anything. Really. Nope, didn't do anything wrong. And so in Numbers 13, Pastor Mark's been preaching this. Again, I encourage you, get these messages. It's really important, Pastor Mark's. And I'm going to get another perhaps, but I have to stretch myself a little bit, because here's a man that walked 40 years with dysfunctional people and didn't kill one of them. Now, what happened in all those 40 years? 40 years was a Kairos time. Come on, a Chronos time. Chronos time was an overall 40 years. But what happened to all the Kairos times in that 40 years? Rock that followed him with water, pillar of cloud by day, pillar of fire by night, get out in the morning, get my food. And there was a lot of God suddenlies in the span of 40 years. And I can just picture Caleb, because I think God showed him the promised land, Pastor Mark, without these other two time periods restraining him. I believe Caleb went through the 40 years with an image of what was already done. Already done. Already done. And so all the 40 years of stuff did not affect him. Because he knew the end from the beginning. Can I hear an amen on that? Is that all right? See, God's eternal time is meant to manage your life. That's not popular, but I'm going to give it to you anyways. God puts you in time to make you become what he wants you to become. Or to realize what, I don't want to say jerk, but realize what a mess you are. Are you understanding what I'm saying? You see, God took you on your birth, the first wah, and he put a time period on your life. And that time period was meant to restrain, limit, bind, move, loosen. It was meant to all those things so that period of time that you might fulfill your purpose. Was I really going out on a limb when I was talking about Abraham and Caleb seeing a way? I don't think so. Hebrews, I don't go out on a limb like that. Hebrews 11:13. Get this. You got to understand this because everybody says, well, how can the forefathers go so much and never see what God promised? I mean, my God, we could go 2 days and not see what God promised when we're ready to quit. We've become a bunch of wimps in America today. My God, if God doesn't answer my microwave question in 30 seconds, I don't think he loves me anymore. But God said, here is your Kairos time, and I'll determine your Chronos times. I'm sorry, I did that backwards. God gave you overall Chronos times, and I will determine every day what your Kairos times are. I will bring you into those time periods, and I'm going to check you to see if you're obedient. I'm going to check you and see if you're changing to my glory. I'm going to give you circumstances. I know this is not popular because God loves you so much, he will give you trouble. Come on. We got to get over this mamby-pamby Christianity. God loves me and he'll never let anything happen to me in my whole life. Everything's got to be good. You're serving the wrong God. Because God loves you enough to make you into what he called you to be. Is that all right? All right, let me do this and I'll finish up. Hebrews 13:11. These all died in faith. Say in faith. Not having received the promises. Let's stop there. Because right now, you just eliminated 90% of the church. In fact, if I went according to what the current day culture is, this church would not be in existence right now. Because we endured. Come on. 29 years. 21, and then Pastor Mark has picked up the endurance. I mean, Pastor Mark has picked up the ministry. But listen to me, okay? They died in faith and not received the promise. When I started this church, I could tell you the visions that I've seen in this place. And they're as real today as they are tomorrow. And when people used to come and go, and people used to say it's not working, it's not going to do this. None of it penetrated. Why? Because I saw a vision in heavenly time that sustained us. I see visions of this house, and I don't have time to get into it. Maybe sometime I'll share it with you. But get ready. It's good. You've been saying that for 29 years, Pastor. I mean, come on. You've been speaking revival for 35 years. Where's the revival? Get ready. Because you might be looking at Kairos time, but I'm looking at a Kairos time of a sudden move of God. Well, how do you know? Because 29 years ago, there was no Holy Ghost Spirit-filled church like this one. And 29 years ago, God said, now a Kairos time be birthed. But then the test came. Would we walk the overall Chronos time and be faithful in the charis movement of his spirit every single day. It's typical question, my wife and I, because we've had ministry from all over the world in this place, trust me, is that if you went somewhere else down south or out west, you would have a church that's blown wide open. So why you stay? Two words. God said. Why? Because God said was established in heavenly time. And there are no limits. When he gave me a vision of what's going to happen, and I see it, Pastor Mark, and you're going to benefit from it. When he gave me that vision, he didn't say it's going to happen 3 years from now. He didn't say it's going to happen. He just gave me the vision. I know that vision sits in heavenly time with no limits, no anything, just power of God. And now we come back down to here and say, how can you go through this? Because I've seen something greater. All right, let's go on. Come on. I want to encourage you. You got to fight. We got to make, I tell you, we got to get a hold of God, because he has a time period for this church to blow wide open. And if we don't take care of our charis moments, Pastor Mark, then the overall time period, we'll miss it. A lot of people don't understand. And I'm going to say this because God told me to say, do not, please listen to me. And I'm not saying this because this is my son in the Lord. I would say this if any preacher was sitting here. Please listen to me. Do not take this man of God for granted and the word God's put in his spirit. I'm warning you, church. Do not take it for granted. Because God's birthing something way down. We're looking for the rain from heaven. I want the rain from heaven too. But you know something? Rain from heaven stops after a while. But something that's grown way in the deeps of the loins of Christ, the loins of God, filled by the Holy Spirit, that starts to grow up. And as he grows up, he sets the foundation. He sets the time period. He said, okay, I got my chronos time for this church. Okay, now here's my charis times. This and this and this. We've been doing that all along. And when the Lord says, are you faithful in a little thing? I'll make you what? Ruler over much. Let me read the scripture. I'm getting to preaching. And these all died in faith, not having received their promises. Come on. But having what? Seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on earth. Come on. Seen them. What does that mean? Well, I've seen a lot of things. No. You don't understand. When Abraham saw the future, he embraced it. That was reality. He did not govern God's reality on his temporariness of the day. And so what's happening is that all the forefathers, go read Hebrews 11. I mean, if you look at it in a fleshly manner, you can get discouraged. All these people, they promise all God, and he didn't see any of it. As we walk around and say, well, God didn't fulfill his promise to Abraham and David and all these people, that's malarkey. That's a proper word. What it is that God showed our forefathers in the spirit, in the heavenly time. Heavenly time. You got to spend time with Christ to get in heavenly time. You don't order your way in heavenly time. You can't manipulate your way in heavenly time. You got to pay the price so God will trust you with heavenly time. Because God gave us a vision years and years. I had to wait 15 years to get into the ministry after my call. And one day, I remember it was in Newtown, Connecticut. There were some deer out in the pasture, and I was just getting, I mean, it wasn't my charis time, but I was sure was trying to make it, Mark. I was in chronos time, but it wasn't my charis time. And finally, my wife looked at me. She didn't raise her voice that much, but once she looked at me, she said, will you go preach to the trees or somebody, but go preach. That's what she said. because I was there was a charis time being birthed in me, but it wasn't. What's that say? That was that message? Oh, not yet. Not yet. And I pray for this house. I know what's coming, Pastor Mark. And I hear, not yet. Not yet. Because if you get what you want when you want it before ordained, it will kill you. Are we doing all right? God's eternal purpose. Let me just read this to you and I'll stop. Because if you understand what I tried to share with you about Chronos time and Kairos time and heavenly time, are you catching it? I want you now to apply that to your purpose. Got to hear me. You were sent here with an overall, I'm going to say, Chronos purpose. And we are so hung up with what God is and or is doing in our Chronos purpose that we never fulfill and see the Kairos purposes of every single day. You see, they are tied together. To everything there is time. And to everything there is a purpose. Your purpose is tied to your time. Once we understand that time works with Chronos and Kairos, and see the eternal limitness of heavenly time, then you'll start to understand what you have to do to fulfill your purpose. What do I mean? Every believer's life is designed, I want you to hear me now, created and given life by the word and the breath of God with a divine purpose and destiny. Every one of us. Every one of us. And he's taken that divine destiny and he picked it up and he placed it in a time frame. Is that your time frame? Right there. And that's the time frame. You don't have any more time? I don't have any less time. What are we going to do with our time? See, I grew up with our time was dedicated to the Lord. Well, you don't understand the culture. I had to work too. We worked a lot harder than you guys did in current days. Come on, we didn't have all this technology. For crying out loud, it took me 9 hours just to put a message together. That takes me now an hour maybe. Why? Not because there's any less content. It's because I have to get all my reference books. I still got all those reference books. I had to get all my reference books out. Then I had to read a little bit. And if I wanted to find out what 1 John said, I had to go there. I had to read all through. Okay, where now we just like that, and you've got it in front of you. Now, here's the danger. Why has God speeded up our availability and time if he isn't planning to do something quickly? The scripture declares in the book of Ephesians that one is chosen, and I read this earlier, before the foundation of the world and is predestined as an adopted son. When an individual comes to Jesus Christ, the Lord, as the Lord and Savior, their divine purpose and destiny, amen, is released. Now, many of us, when we came in, we walk into divine destiny. Your destiny was sitting in a time period locked, until you became saved. Listen to me. Once you became saved, God put you in a time period. And he's given you a time period to fulfill what he's called you to be. Amen? Let's all stand on our feet. This might have been a little choppy because I usually go over my messages and go over them, but I felt Holy Spirit on this, that we need to start waking up. God's heavenly perspective, God's heavenly purpose is for the creation of all creation of man. God has a purpose for creation. How many of you know that? How many know that Jesus was not plan B? Okay? The whole plan the charisma, the whole plan was set. Amen? God clothed us in his purposes. And I want you to understand something. The destiny awaits every single one of you. Amen? You see, what you do with your time every day affects what you do with your overall life. But God has it predestined. God has it set before you. Don't waste your time. Get a hold of the Lord. Ask him. Amen? I can't believe it's been 8.5 years that Pastor Mark Missy took over this church. But I know because I've seen the future. I know what's coming. But we have to manage our charis time. God's already set the time. And in closing, I'll say this to you. How many of you have been waiting for God to do something in your life? A year, 2 years, 5 years, something's been promised. Listen to me now, because you've got to catch something. You might have waited 10 years, but no time has passed since God promised it to you. Some of you didn't even get that. Some of you are being beat up because God promised you something, 10 years have gone by and you haven't seen it. 10 years was meant to manage you, to prepare you for what God's going to do in your life. 10 years was your schooling. But you got to hear the reality of this, church. Listen to me. If God promised you something 10 years ago, it was completed 10 years ago. You need to get up into the heavenly time and say, God, show me my answer.
Amen. Amen. Well, guys, what a great message. Amen. I just want to encourage you guys, man, grind on it. There's a lot of stuff in there. It'll be up on our website and on the app pretty soon. So listen to it again, man. I'll tell you this real quick. There is a sermon that Pastor O gave me like 15 years ago from Michael Pitts, if you guys ever heard of Michael Pitts. And I listened to that sermon in my truck for 6 months straight, every single day. It just was one of those sermons that just rocked my world, changed my life. I must have listened to that sermon 200 times, I'm not even joking, over and over and over again. Just kept listening to it. Amen, church? We're like, that was a good sermon. We walk out, can't hit Chick-fil-A. We've established that 3 weeks straight now. But we go to lunch, and we're like, so what pastor preach on? Oh, Jesus or something, man. I don't know. It's good. Yeah. Can I get an amen? Listen to this, man. Listen to it again. Listen to this time. Amen. So one quick request for everybody, then we'll pray, and our community group is meeting in just a few moments. Amen. There's a young lady that a few of us prayed for this week. She's not a member of our church, but a friend of my mom. This lady's in her 30s, three young children, and is on her second round with cancer. The doctors said, you're done. There's nothing we can do. She has stopped treatment because the treatment's not doing anything. We went and prayed with her. She is a believer. Prayed with her on Tuesday night, a few of us. And I just want to ask everybody to pray. Her name is Amanda. And just, guys, listen, when you pray, it can be a two-minute prayer in faith. And one of the things I did, I might try to get my hands on this picture of her. One of the things that the Lord prompted me to do with her, I asked her mom who was there. I said, do you have a picture of her when she was healthy? Because she's got no hair. I mean, she's really looking rough. And so her mom went and got a picture of her and her husband when she's beautiful, full head of hair. And I put it in front of Amanda's face and I said, girl, that's who you are. That is who you are. What you see right now, that ain't you. That thing is invading your life. It's invading your body. It's trying to steal from you. You need to see this. This is who you are. Amen. I'm going to try to get a picture of that, church. And so check your email. If I can get a picture of her, I'm going to shoot it out to you guys. Just everybody pray. She's got lots of people praying for her in all these different churches. But her name is Amanda. And please note, no lollipop, wimpy prayers. Amen. We're going to go to town for this girl. And the word was what? Contend, right? Contend, right? If you're going to contend, that's a fight. Amen, church? So can I get a commitment? Let's just raise your hand. Just say, look, and if it's 2 minutes, if it's 2 hours, that don't matter. It's I'm going to pray for this girl. Amen. So, Father, we thank you for this time together. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray. We do lift up just a moment right now. We lift Amanda to you. We lift up Lynn as her mom. And Father, we're just asking for your voice, God. As we sang that song, we're listening. Help us to listen in prayer as we pray for Amanda or whatever else we're praying about. Help us to hear what you're saying to us, not just us ripping off our laundry list of, Lord, do this, Lord, do this, Lord, do that, but what's your spirit saying to us? Because that's what matters. Those are the prayers that move heaven. So, Lord, we thank you for this powerful time this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you guys. Have an awesome week. We will be here Wednesday for prayer. Everybody is welcome for prayer on Wednesday. Amen.